Ellie Goulding here on Phoenix FM with Army. And just before that, we did play the current single by Jake Quickerton, Blindfold, and he joins us on the phone now. Hello, Jake.
Hiya, how are you doing? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Good, yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Good, glad to hear. And we were just chatting on the phone before when we was listening to Ellie Goulding. You were just saying you've been on a skiing trip recently.
I have. I've been in Switzerland, so I landed this afternoon. And now I'm on the way to Hull because I've got a gig in Hull tonight. So it's pretty non-stop. I'm quite sweaty, but I will have a shower at my mum's house and go to the gig later.
Nice thought to have that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling, as you sound like you're a very busy person.
No, it's good. I love being busy. So it's nice to be able to talk to people, and it's nice that radio stations are playing the track as well. Without you lot, then it flopped, you know what I mean? So I'm really thankful for that.
Well, no worries. It's a good track. And talking of the track, it's called Blindfold. Do you want to tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so I wrote the track about 3 years ago now. And I wrote the track after I lost my little brother to cancer. And it was, I went a bit downhill and I was drinking a lot, and I didn't really have an outlet. I'm pretty useless at talking about my feelings and stuff like that. So I started to write music, and it was one of the first songs I'd wrote. And every time I played it at gigs and stuff, people really related to it and quite liked it. So I thought, why not bring it out as the first single from my new EP, which is out on April the 1st.
Yeah. So you said you wrote it 3 years ago. I bet it feels good to finally get it out there and people listen to it.
Yeah, because I was just playing it. I was playing it at gigs, and I was playing it acoustically on my guitar. So I think the production that's been put behind it really like brings it to life. So yeah, it's so nice to have it out, and hopefully people can relate to it, and it can help people if they've lost somebody or if they're going through a bit of a tough time as well.
Yeah, and you've also got a music video for the track as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I filmed the music video in a studio in Stockport. And I wanted it to be like a bit of a story, a bit of a short movie of me when I was down at my lowest, when I was drinking a lot and stuff like that, and how I came out of it. And it just, if anyone watches the video, it kind of takes you on a bit of a journey. And it's also like, if people watch it and like I said, if they're going through a bit of a rubbish time, then they can realise that there is light at the end of the tunnel and you can come out of it, kind of.
Yeah, I've watched it. I did enjoy it myself.
Thank you very much.
Because I was going to ask, when I was watching it at first, I thought, because a lot of people like to lip sync to the song, and at first you didn't, and then you started to do it at the end, and it helped me understand the story a bit better, that you were struggling to write the song, and then you wrote it, and then you were singing it. So, was that the gist?
Yeah, that was the whole idea. Like, at the beginning of the song, it was just me kind of in a bit of a bad way. And then halfway through the song, I kind of clean up my act and I put pen to paper and I start writing the music. And I didn't want to be cheesy and sing to the camera the whole way through. Do you know what I mean? I don't really like that kind of stuff. So I wanted to just get the idea across that it helped me when I was writing it. And then it was a bit of a journey of writing the song.
Yeah. And did you have I'm guessing you had your own sort of inspiration into the music video and your own say of how you wanted it done?
Yeah, a young lad called Harry Parslow actually directed the video, but I came up with the ideas along with him of how it should look and how it should be. Like, I didn't want it to be all clean cut, and I didn't want it to be all poppy and stuff. I wanted people to kind of get a bit of a gist of what the song's about. And it, the song is about losing someone. It doesn't have to be losing a family member. It doesn't have to be breaking up with someone. It can be about losing anyone. So as long as people can listen to it and watch the video and relate to it, then it's done its job. Like, I'm not expecting a number one from it. I just want to get my own music out there that I write and get people listening to it, really. Yeah.
And where do you normally get inspiration from when writing? Is it sort of personal journeys that you've had?
Yeah, it's a bit of everything. It's personal journeys, and it's seeing other people go through stuff, like my mates and my family. I think writing, like I said, as a bloke, I'm not really that good at talking about my feelings. I think we tend to bottle them up a little bit. But writing music really helps, and I can kind of get my feelings across. So the whole EP has got different matters on it. It's about breakups. It's about getting in relationships. It's about losing things, and it's not a massively depressing EP, because it is quite, the production behind it is quite cool. But all the songs kind of have a story behind them and have a bit of a meaning behind them.
And how many tracks are on your EP?
There is six tracks on the EP, and then there's two remixes. So there's two house remixes of one of Blindfold and one of my next single, Can't Stand the Rain. So I think it was really good to put a couple of house remixes on there as well, like just in case I'm performing at a club or I'm performing somewhere where people want to dance, like I can perform them as well.
Yeah, sounds good. And do you have a bit of a dance when you're singing them yourself?
Nah, I'm the worst dancer in the world, so I just kind of sing and let people dance. Like, if I started dancing, I think people would start leaving.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure they'd love it.
No, it really is, it really is.
Have you tried it before?
Yeah, I've danced before. I tend to dance mainly after I've had about 10 Jägerbombs with my mate. And I think we just do the same move, like punching towards the ceiling, but... yeah, I can't really do that on stage. I look a bit of a donut.
Oh, pleasure. But obviously, you've got a big passion for music. But over the past couple of years, you've been quite busy doing different roles within television. What is it about sort of music that's bringing you back to sort of this year focusing on the songs?
Yeah, I think music's just always going to be my passion. Like, music helped me through a lot of bad times. And I love just sitting there with my guitar and writing songs. Like, I always enjoyed writing. And then I realised that the writing I was doing could be turned into songs. So I do love doing a bit of TV and a bit of presenting, and I want to get into a bit of acting, but I'll always fall back on my music, and I'll always do my music. No matter how busy I am, I'll always find a way of writing new songs and performing new songs. So yeah, it's just, I think it's a bit of a release, music.
Yeah. Do you see it more as part of your life rather than a role or a job? It is your life.
Yeah, I don't really see it as a job, to be honest. Like, I'm lucky enough to be able to do this as a job and go out and perform. Like, there's not a day goes by where I'm not grateful that I can go and do that. But right now, it doesn't really feel like work. It's just me enjoying myself and singing, and I love it.
That's good. It's always good if you get paid for something you love. That's the best thing to
exactly.
be doing.
Exactly.
So you mentioned writing there. Do you write, or would you want to write for other people, or are you more happy writing for sort of yourself?
Well, I'd love to start writing for other people. Obviously, I love writing my songs myself. Writing is the main part of why I want to do music. If it came to it and somebody wanted me to co-write on a song or get involved with them writing, then I definitely would do that, because I think it's just about learning new techniques. Like, my way I write might be totally different to somebody else. Like, I tend to write all my songs in about 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Just because I feel like when I'm in the mood to write, everything that I put down is what I want to get down. I think if I'm working on a song for like 5, 6, 7 hours, then it's not going to be as good, because I'm stopping and I'm having a break and I'm kind of struggling what to say. Whereas if I write it quick, it comes across better.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier you've got another track coming out from your EP called Can't Stand the Rain. What's that about particularly?
Again, it's about trying to achieve something, and you always feel like you're not getting anywhere, but if you want something enough, you can keep going. It's one of the lines is, I'm playing to win a losing game, because no matter how far you feel like you're getting and how well you're doing, something always kind of like gets in the way and you feel like you maybe take a couple of steps back. But it's just basically about not stopping. If you want something enough, then just go out and get it, and don't listen to anybody and like what they're saying. If they say you're not good enough, if you want it, then just go out and get it.
That's a good message. And we're going to play the track here on Phoenix right now, so we'll carry on this chat afterwards. This is Jake Quickenden, Can't Stand the Rain.
Can't stop the sun from shining down on the ones you want around. When the time is up, you're just gonna let them go. They say bad things happen to good people. I agree, we're all equal. God seems to take his favorite ones. Cause I know the sun is shining on down, and I got a rain cloud following me around. And I know the sun is shining on down, and I got a rain cloud following me around. Can't stand the rain. I'm playing to win a losing game. Can't stand the rain. I'm playing to win a losing game. Try to move on with our lives, other reasons to survive. and you'll always have a place inside my mind. Sands of time falling down, goes around, comes back around. And if you're good, you see the ones you love again. I know the sun is shining on down, but I got a rain cloud following me around. I know the sun is shining on down, but I got a rain cloud following me around. I can't stand the rain. I know the sun is shining on down, but I got a rain cloud following me around. Can't stand the rain.
Go, Jake Quickerton, Can't Stand the Rain, playing here on Phoenix FM, and Jake still joins us on the phone now. Hi, Jake.
Hello, I'm still here.
Good, good. So your EP is called New Chapter, that track comes from. What do you hope will happen in this new chapter of your life?
Well, I go on tour at the end of September, and I'm doing all across the UK. I'm doing Liverpool, I'm doing London, I'm doing the Borderline in London, and I just, to be honest, like I said, I just enjoy doing it, and it's nice that I can do it, and it's nice that I can go out on tour and people buy tickets to come see me. Like, I appreciate it so much. So hopefully if it does well enough and I can keep doing my music, then brilliant. But like I said, I don't want to close the door on presenting. I don't want to close the door on any acting stuff that comes around. So I'll keep my options open. I'll leave the door open for reality as well, because like, reality TV is where I started with The Jungle as well, so if anything came along like big enough for me to do, then I'd love to do that as well.
Yeah, and we were just talking about The Jungle during that song, and I don't know if you've been listening throughout the show, but I've been doing themes of like singers who have been in The Jungle and playing songs from them. So you were in the Jungle with Tinchy Strider, wasn't you, that year?
I was, yeah. Tinchy's a legend. I love him, he's a great guy.
God bless. I'm going to be playing a track from him in a bit, but do you keep in contact with anyone from The Jungle?
Yeah, I obviously keep in contact with Carl, who won it, because I am dating his daughter, so that's cool. I see him all the time. I actually went skiing with him, so yeah, I see Carl a lot, and I try and keep in contact with everyone, but everyone's so busy and you're all doing your own thing, but I'd love to get a big reunion together and all meet up for drinks and stuff. I think it'd be good.
That'd be nice. You should film that as well, make a show of it.
Yeah, so I think it'd be decent.
Yeah. And is it a bit sort of weird or awkward in the family? Obviously, you're going out with Danielle, whose daughter's to Carl. But do you ever sort of think, oh, I just want to hang out with Carl? Because obviously, you've been friends since The Jungle. Does Danielle ever think, oh?
No, you know what? It's nice because they're such a good family. They're such a close family. So we kind of tend to spend a lot of time together. And we're always with Carl and Michaela, Danielle's mum. So, yeah, it's a really family, really close family. And it's just nice that I'm mates with Carl and I get to chill out with him, and I get the best of both worlds, really.
Yeah. And will they be coming with you on your tour?
Danielle will definitely be coming to a few of my dates, yeah. And I think I've got one in Manchester, so that's not too far from Cal. So I think they'll probably come to that one, definitely.
Nice. And do you feel more sort of nervous when you perform in front of people you know, or sort of bigger crowds of people you don't know? Oh, you're sort of cracking up a bit there. I don't know what you said. Oh, he's gone. He was saying during the song that the signal's a bit bad where he is. So I'm just going to play a track and then hopefully we'll get him back. This is Jake Quickenden, comes from his EP, Come Back to Me. And hopefully we'll have Jake back on the line after this.
Is it me? Is it you? Is it us? Is this the way it's gonna be? Is it me? Is it you? Is it us? Is this the way it's gonna be? I can't keep doing this. Oh no, not me. I can't close my eyes and settle straight to sleep. Still I toss and turn with the thoughts of running wild inside my mind. And I'm alone at night, even when you're laying right next to me. And I close my eyes and I pray you'll come back to me. Will you come back to me? Is this the way it's gonna be? Is it me? Is it you? Is it us? Is this the way it's gonna be? No, there's nothing wrong than to miss someone. There's right next to you. Oh, please play along. How things used to be. Them so, so much. Will you come back to me? We both know they're not. Is it time to walk away and stop? 'Cause I'm alone at night, even when you're laying right next to me. And I close my eyes and I pray you'll come back to me. Will you come back to me? Is it us? Is this the way it's gonna be?
Okay, third track of the evening by Jake Quickenden, and we've got him back on the phone now. Hi, Jake.
I'm back. Sorry about that, mate. I didn't hang up on you.
That's all right. I thought I'd offended you or something. So we were talking about your tour and the fact that do you get more nervous performing in front of people you know or bigger crowds?
Yeah, it's little crowds. You can kind of see what they're thinking. So if they don't like you, you can kind of see it in the face, and it's a bit daunting. Whereas if you're doing it in front of a bigger crowd, everyone seems to be having a bit more fun. I think I do prefer performing in front of bigger crowds, to be honest.
Yeah. And of course you did that from the X Factor. You kind of had experience doing that. Do you think your life would be different if you hadn't gone on the X Factor?
Yeah, definitely. I owe a lot to the X Factor, and I love the show. It was amazing, and everyone on there was great. I think I'd probably still be laid on my mum's sofa doing nothing if I didn't do the X Factor. So it's pretty good. I was doing music, and I was doing a bit of pub singing and stuff like that. But yeah, the X Factor just obviously gave me a massive platform to keep going with my music.
Yeah, and I've read you'd like to present the X Factor this year. Is that right?
I said I'd never turn down the opportunity to do the Extra Factor. I think the Extra Factor, obviously, the X Factor is a massive show. I couldn't just throw myself in there to try and do the X Factor. I don't think I'd do it justice. So the Extra Factor, I think it's a bit more fun, and I think you can be yourself a little bit more. Obviously, you're not having to worry about the time of the X Factor of getting people on and off. So the Extra Factor would be great. I'd love to do something like that.
Is it filmed live? Or is it pre-recorded?
Yeah, it is. It is filmed live, so it is still quite a big thing to do. But I think with the Extra Factor, you have got a little bit more leeway to have a laugh and kind of get to know the contestants a bit more. And I think just the fact that I've done the show myself, it gives you something in common with the people who are on the show.
Yeah, definitely. And also, when you was younger, you had a passion for football as well. Do you ever think that you wish you'd pursued that career and not music? Or are you happy with the choice you made?
No, I'm happy because I wasn't really good enough to do the football. I kind of realised that about 20 years old. I thought I'm not ever going to make it to be a big footballer like I wanted to be. I kind of was a bit lazy training, and I kind of found myself going out with my mates a lot, and I kind of enjoyed doing that too much. I think you've got to be really passionate and keep fit, and you've got to sacrifice the whole lifestyle of going out and partying and being with your mates. So I think the music, I just kind of fell back on it, and it just happened. I taught myself to play the guitar, and it just seemed to happen. And with the X Factor giving me the platform, it was great.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Jake, for calling us. I know it's been a bit of a trouble keeping ringing back, no, but it's really appreciated.
No, thank you. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for playing some tracks.
That's all right. Do you just want to remind people when your EP is out?
Yeah, my EP, New Chapter, is out on the 1st of April. And it's available to pre-order now on iTunes. So if you want to do that, then that's great.
Cool. And how can people keep up to date with what you're doing on social media?
I'm on Twitter at Jake Quickenden. And my Instagram is at Jake Quickenden 14. So everything that I'm doing is usually on there, my gigs and my tour, the links to buy tickets and the links to pre-order the EP and the singles is all on there. So yeah, if you want to follow me, then that's that.
Cool. And I'll be putting all them details on our website, Phoenix FM, as well, along with this interview once we've finished, which is now, unfortunately. But thank you again very much, Jake.
Thank you very much, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.